Mudslide. Story by Mike Graff. Illustrated by Dave Follett. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Jessica sat at the kitchen table and gazed out the window. Her mum and dad were about to leave for work.
Boy, it's raining hard. The whole town's turning into a river. When will you be home? Not until late. Thank you for taking care of Grandma.
Jessica's father opened the kitchen door. Rain pelted against him.
You'd better wear your raincoat to school. Bye, sport.
Jessica's grandmother walked into the kitchen. Jessica draped a sweater over Grandma's shoulders. Then they went into the living room. Slowly, Jessica helped Grandma into her favourite chair.
Do you need anything? Oh, some crackers would be nice.
Jessica went back to the kitchen to get the crackers. She glanced out the window before she returned to her grandmother.
Oh, there's water pouring off the cliff behind our house.
Jessica set a plate on the table next to Grandma.
Here are your crackers. I have to go to school now, but I'll be back later this afternoon. Oh, thank you, dear. Oh, can I have the remote too? Here it is. Are you sure you'll be okay? Honey, I was taking care of myself long before you were born.
Grandma turned on the TV and turned up the volume. Jessica's school was several blocks away. Wind and rain blew against her as she walked. Jessica tried to open her umbrella, but the wind snapped it inside out.
Oh, this umbrella's not much good.
At the end of the street, a small footbridge crossed over the creek. Jessica walked onto it. Muddy water raced below her. Finally, Jessica made it to school. The bell rang, and Jessica hurried into her first period science class with Mr. Graff.
The room's half empty. Where is everybody?
Mr. Graff stood behind his desk and looked at his class.
Good morning, everyone. These La Niña rains are really something. We've had more rain in the last 24 hours than we had all last month.
What's La Niña?
La Niña is a cold water current in the ocean. It happens only once in a while. When it does, it brings super-sized storms like this one.
It looks like the rain has kept everyone else home.
Yes, you're right, Alan. Since so few of you are here, let's use this time to do your homework. If you're finished, you can read one of the science magazines.
Jessica walked to the front of the room and chose a magazine called Weather. She flipped through pictures of storms. She closed the magazine and glanced outside. It was raining harder than ever. Suddenly, the school's loudspeaker came on.
Students, due to flooding from the storm, classes are over today. If you live close to school, please go straight home. The rest of you will be taken home by bus.
Jessica grabbed her bag and returned the magazine.
Be careful going home.
I'll try.
Outside, the street in front of the school looked like a lake. Jessica's principal walked up to her.
Do you live close by?
Oh, yes.
The principal held out her arm to Jessica.
Here, hang on to my arm.
Thank you, Mrs. Milanos.
Jessica and Mrs. Milanos sloshed across the street. Finally, they reached the pavement on the other side.
Hurry home, Jessica. I will.
Jessica froze when she got to her street. A fire truck was parked near her house. She ran up to the fire truck. A rope was being set up to block off the rest of the street.
You can't go in there. That hill is about to come down.
Did you get everyone out?
We checked every house and evacuated everyone we could find.
I've got to find my grandma.
Then the firefighter turned away. Jessica looked around. Then she sprinted to her house. A loud sound came from the hillside. It was starting to crumble. Jessica fumbled with her keys, opened the door, and stepped inside.
Grandma! Grandma!
Jessica ran into the living room. Grandma was asleep in her chair with the TV blaring. Grandma opened her eyes.
Oh, is that you, darling?
Yes, Grandma, you must get up.
Jessica thrust her arms under her grandmother and scooped her up. She carried her towards the side door. Jessica turned the doorknob and kicked the door open. A thick pool of mud was filling up the yard. Jessica helped Grandma onto the mud.
Help! We're out here!
A window on the side of the house broke. Mud started spilling into the house. Jessica slipped. Rescuers from the fire department rushed over to Jessica and her grandmother.
Here, help Grandma first.
They grabbed Jessica and Grandma and pulled them out of the mud.
Help!
When they were a safe distance away, the rescuers put Jessica down and helped Grandma inside one of their trucks.
Look, Jessica.
Jessica looked back and saw a mass of mud and debris explode through several homes. Front windows shattered and mud bled out of them.
I'm so glad we're safe now.
Finally, the mudslide stopped. By then, three homes were destroyed. But Jessica and Grandma were safe at a rescue centre. Mum and Dad were there too.
Are you okay, Grandma?
I always did like those fire rescue TV shows, especially this one. Well, we have our own hero now.